The doors close behind you. Your jacket is laid over your arm, and the wind is starting to pick up. Your fur stands up, so you sling the coat around you and pull it shut. Long enough to cover down past your knees, it sits fashionably across your shoulders and keeps you quite warm. The wind is stopped. You feel yourself adjusting, tying the coat shut, and then proceeding, striding down the road toward home. There's a small park off to your right, and the new moon is overhead. It isn't adding any light, but a few wan streetlights pick up the slack. Some disused paths and comfortable benches branch through that park. It's a place to watch the fountains bubble on warm evenings. Presently, you're at a branching fork. A sidewalk straight ahead goes toward your home, and a road to the right leads into the park and eventually curves likewise to your house. You pause, breathing deeply. You detect a scent. The coat you are carrying smells unusually good. Some perfume or another, spiced and warming. It was in a pile with many others, so someone's cologne or perfume must have made its way onto your jacket. Breathing deep, you enjoy the scent and just feel and be in the moment where you are. Starless sky, a cool night, the moon obscured. You turn right onto a path that goes through that park. The cool air brushes away thoughts of outside, thoughts of any moment except this. Afterglow, after the party, on your way to refuge and rest. Taking a detour through the park just adds a bit more relaxation to the evening. You lift the collar of your jacket to your lips, you breathe deeply. It's a warm night, and you didn't need a jacket anyway, but you remember bringing one for some reason, and now you are grateful for it. Its texture is soft, silky. Given the warm weather, the jacket makes you feel even more secure, wrapped in a cocoon. The breeze occasionally blows by, and that's why you slipped it on. Safe and simple. One of those little meditations, those small pleasures that you can savor, sitting on a park bench. As you are now. A bit of sleep shaken from your mind leaves you clear on one thing. The space between first deciding to enter the park and sitting on this unusually comfortable bench, that space is completely absent. Well, you also know one other thing. The scent rising from that jacket is splendid. Earthy, musky, familiar in the best way. You breathe, and your breath becomes easier. Your blood flow increases, arousal thrills from the back of your brain, down into the space between your legs, a desperate sudden sigh. You are protected here, but still you have the interesting shiver of the exposed space. Someone might in theory see you, however unlikely. They would see your sweating, groaning movements, and the way your eyes are getting heavy. You detect the distant call of some bird. Up late or up early, it doesn't matter. The party sounds have faded from your ear and mind. The coat is warmly lined, and you pull it close around yourself. There's a hood, but it is hardly cold enough for that. Yet. A blast of wind, cooler than those you considered on the way out the door. Okay, taking it back. Maybe you should slide the hood up. Your fur alone wasn't enough, and you are grateful for the addition. Deep breaths, calm and peaceful, confined and contained. The wind is locked outside, the protective impression of the long coat around your shoulders, down over your frame, wrapped over your lap. It is pleasure itself. A few more long gusts of wind buffet you to and fro on the bench, but you stay still and they pass. All unpleasant things pass, leaving you alone with a warm and searching pleasure, invasive but welcome once it has leached into you. Warmth from the fabric you run your hands over, you hold one side of the collar up to your nose and mouth, you breathe deep, and the remnants of some heady, musky perfume enter you. You nod, nodding, nodding off, nodding yes, to a question half remembered. Even the events of the party are like that now, a hazy, dazed dream. But breathing in deeply, with your face pressed against the jacket, feels natural and normal and very, very real. Down to earth. Heat builds in your body, heat and purity in the moment. You love it, and it's okay to do so. Your nipples tingle, your sides feel warm and hugged. Your entire body is getting hot with ache. Rigid on the bench, you have an itch that needs scratching, a need so deep it doesn't exist as words, only an urge to do. To reach between your legs and surrender your mind to it. Resting there on the bench, the darkness around you concealing most things from view, and the jacket concealing the rest. You pull your arms inside. The warm haven of your outerwear, the arm sleeves hanging limp. Every breath you inhale is splendid, restorative, nurturing. This is the right moment. This is right and good. But you need more. You need to touch. You need to come. The hunger is born between your legs, but is spread out into every part of you. Now your feet, your nipples, the backs of your knees, your butt, your lips, everything is submitting a demand that you touch yourself. Your whole body is aligned against you with sweet heat and resonating demands. Touch yourself. Give in. That's why you slid both hands inside the jacket, and under its protective coating, you find your way between your legs. This means you have to stop breathing long, slow breaths in from the collar, but that's okay because the scent of perfume and musk and desire on this garment is still filling your head. The park is fenced in a bit. There are hedges. The nearest house is far behind you. You are alone. You should really go home to do this, but you try to get up and head out for home, finding that the most delicious pleasure is the only sense which returns to you. You send an electronic signal down the sensor wires, down between your legs, and it bounces right back. Access denied. Your legs spread out instead. Your hands gain better access. Where you tried to query your senses, tried to ask your legs to do something, only pleasure came back. Your heavy legs are too full of pleasure to do anything at all. Too full of that euphoric, perfect scent, the arousing aphrodisiac that you're breathing in, you take another deep breath and your hand moves fast enough that it slips off your wet, soaked slit. You reorient and dive two fingers in. Fullness, glory, pleasure, the wet smacking of how horny you were that you could slide them in unprepared, squeezing your muscles and making your fingers feel like they're being milked. Dive them in and out, slick and smacking with moisture knee. Blankness. At the same time, your juices run downward onto your thighs and make a puddle under your legs. You reach down and pinch your clit with the unoccupied hand. So hot, so good, so sensitive. Your tongue lolls out of your muzzle and your ears twitch. Good. Drawing your lips closed, you suck in a long hiss of breath. So good. Unusual heat and an aching response that you must submit to. Submit to the feelings rising from between your legs. You try again to rise, but your butt is stuck to the bench, which is an unusually fancy padded one. Strange to have in a public park. Maybe that's why leaving is so difficult. Staying where you are, grinding your butt into the bench, rubbing your hands between your legs, pleasure waves, washing, humming, buzzing your brain, emanations of euphoria that come from everywhere and nowhere. You circle your clit with just one finger, and curl your fingers inside to push a certain spot on the front wall of your pussy with the other hand. Drooling juices run out onto your wrist, down your wrist onto your thighs, and the back of the coat under you. It feels so good to pump little waves of pleasure up your body. Curl and wiggle your fingers. Move them as if they were vibrating. Rub your clit up and down, constant, hard, strong, with the heel of your hand on that exposed nub. You have to, so turned on by the coat wrapped around you. Why? You don't know. Is this even your coat? It looks identical, but how could that marvelous scent have been embedded so deep in the coat? It isn't yours. It haunts you. It chases your thoughts back into your brain. Your pussy is squeezing little convulsions. Slick fingers so wet you can scarcely keep them inside when your hole squeezes on them and tries to push them out. Drool begins to run down the jacket from your open mouth, but you don't care. This feels familiar and right. You rub and roll your clit. You groan, slick, slow, rubbing moans, quiet enough that people would have to come quite close to notice anything amiss, and you know you would notice them. Impossible to fight it any longer. You need to touch, you need it, a primal ache and arousal so pure that you're watching your own fantasies play inside your head. They become more enticing and depraved by the moment, and you nod along. Breathe deep, comforting, peaceful. It's okay to be yourself. Who you are right now is someone who needs to get off. You need to fulfill your purpose, a purpose encoded in the deep breaths that you take of whatever unique perfume is on that coat, spiced and musky and perfect. In the unique place of starless sky and new moon and bench and trees and safety, it feels familiar and peaceful, and rising up is impossible now. Only masturbation remains. Trying to resist subtracts from the pleasure, so you don't try. You keep your hand in place, fingers curled inside your body. Use the palm of your hand to rub the sticky slick surface up against your clit, adding more good feelings to the storm inside your head, under your shirt, under the coat. Your juice is already flowing freely, making little trails down your thighs to your fingers. Down, the wet spot is large. You keep rubbing, gotta keep going. This is your purpose. Your function. The spiced musk of that coat is telling you just what to do. But something is missing. You rub harder to make up for it. Pleasure rises hot and slippery, pulsing of your heartbeat in your clit, transmitted to your hands. So good. This is paradise. This is perfect. Except your hard clit needs to come, and you need the scent. You had to let go of the collar of the jacket and make do with breathing less of that perfect inhalation, that musk of sexual desire. The craving is back, so you breathe more. When you breathe deep, you know everything will be okay. Everything is already all right. You just need to come. Need to hold up your end of the bargain. Need to show how lost you are in a scent-haze paradise. Where the need to know comes from, you have no idea. But it is as undeniable as the responsibility and impossibility of escape or departure. You are safe here. You will stay here. You are hot and horny here. You will come here. The hand on your clit rises up, leaving it isolated and lonely, trailing juices across your belly, extending that hand from inside the coat through the sleeve. Your hand comes out and grips the collar of your coat. You press the collar of the garment to your face again and take a deep breath. Your eyes become vacant. You know it. You know the pupils are dilating. It's so difficult to focus. You reel from the pleasure. So good. Spice and musk and perfection. Your clit buzzes and hardens. Your insides tense and squeeze, wetter than anything you've ever felt before. Your pussy spasms, washing a wave of your juices over your wrist. You have a pool of them under you on the bench. You try to sit up, straightening up, but then you arch your back, unable to fully rise. Your pussy spurts over your hand, hot, hard waves of your arousal flowing out, slightly viscous, warm, reminding you are too horny to think. Orgasmic emanations of resonant pleasure that make your butt pulse and your hips thrust. Your back strains with delight, the tingles inside your brain whited out. Only this, only your clit gripped in waves of the scent and the rubbing of the heel of your hand, only the jacket's scent, whatever and whoever really owns it must be missing it, for it could not possibly be yours. Divine delight, perfection, you need it. You breathe. And you come, you climax, every wave washes over your belly, stains the inside of the jacket in your flowing aroused juices, covers your hand. This just makes the scent inside your head stronger. Breathe deep, fall deep, controlled and confined and aching for it moment by moment, wave after wave of orgasmic oblivion across your brain, the scent over it all, a backdrop, a controlling addition to your world. You love this coat, you breathe from it. Why is the the spicy, musky scent so familiar? Why is it so all-encompassing, squeezing your hand between your thighs? You grind in frictional delight. The other palm dives fingers in and out, a pistoning that does not stop, rotating your wrist, vibrating your whole hand with movements as if it were a sex toy, forcing more pleasure past your sensitive body that has just come with abandon. Applying gentle pressure to make your leg kick in satisfaction. It all feels so good. You spasm, you shudder, you surrender. Breathe deep. Feel another pulse from your mind, climaxing again, whited out, white hot, scent over it all. Breathing from the jacket, even though you've let the collar go, you crane your neck and breathe further. Moment by moment, you just white out on reality, dreamlike, floating, tongue hanging out, wagging your tail and wiggling your hips and allowing your mind to sublimate itself in the perfection of this moment. The darkness and privacy of the moment means you can just feel it. You shiver, shudder, shake, lay yourself out lengthways on the bench and groan, staring up at a starless sky. At that moment, laying in the afterglow, you feel you could move your legs. The cooling puddle of your juices under you joins the whiteout in your brain in making you feel like you should just savor this moment. Post-orgasmic haziness makes your eyes half-lid, but you keep them open, which is good, because something comes into your dazed view. A coat comes into view, just like the one you're wearing, long, and a woman's curvy, scaled legs underneath. Dark brown scales, the color of old blood. Above, high above, you manage to focus your open eyes. A woman with raven hair concealing one eye, falling over half her face, and a smirk on the bit you can see. Teal lips, one fang showing. A tail lashes and lifts the back of the coat. Draconic, a dragon woman looking down at you. "I believe you have my jacket," she purrs. You breathe deep, the same spice and musk coming off of her, occluding all possible thoughts, leaving you blank and vacant. She steps over the edge of the bench. One knee is next to you on it. The other leg is still standing. This brings her wet, dripping, parted slit into hazy view. She's wearing nothing under the coat, and you can just barely see in the dim light. Her scales give off some from underneath. Her ass is gorgeous, and your hands rise to grip it, curvaceous and perfect, her hips set wide and her spreading her legs to bring herself above you. The scent is stronger under the hem of her coat, laying there in your own identical wear. You must have grabbed the wrong one, and it brought you here. But now her aroused pussy is in front of your face. "Did you do as you were told?" she asks resonantly from above. You groan. Words are beyond you. A second orgasm is threatening to start. You want her so badly. You raise your fingers from inside your jacket, showing that they are coated in your fluids, an approving purr from above. Her pussy descends toward your face. You see that inside the skin is teal, the scales on the outside are soft and pliable, the wet juices ooze out. "Good job." Oh, is all she manages to say before your tongue across her hot, rigid clit makes her words morph into a happy giggle. You lick eagerly, scent and taste, the perfume on her scales mixed with her natural scent, your mate, your partner, your roommate as well, yes. Drifting impressions channel through your otherwise cleansed brain. This was all arranged. This was the plan. You lick and lap. That is an important hunger for her. You grab her ass through the coat and then under it, pulling her against your face, grabbing pliable handfuls of her skin. She rides you, rolling her hips, and you stare at the swirls of light made by her scales, mounted under the jacket she's wearing and ridden on a bench like that. Touching yourself would be pointless. You don't need it. Too much pleasure. So much pleasure. Euphoric pulses across your tongue when you taste how wet she is and feel her body shiver. Your mind is too empty to need pleasure from anywhere. Except her. And she is indulging, too. You have been made blank, bathed in her scent, lured here by it, and now a source of her is right in front of you, your cheeks pressed tight to her thighs, your tongue searching, more orgasmic shivers run all over your body and you just embrace it, surrendering without censor or restraint, a pure communion, a constructed experience in the making, something to smile about later. You are hers and you have waited for her, caught and then released, then returned to the owner. Lost and found, both of you finding each other, both of your bodies finding pleasure, your brain wrapped up in her. Happy twitches come from your tongue, travel down between your legs, across your buttocks, to your feet where the toes are curling. Each moment seems long, dilated, drawn out. Her slit parts for your tongue, and you taste inside again and again. You catch her clit, even though her hips are moving wildly, and you use suction to pull it out of its protective hood. She yowls loud, but you're okay with that. It shows you're giving pleasure. Her fingernails run across your chest, over your stomach, opening your coat, finding your juices, rubbing them into you. She starts using her hands to force more pleasure. Combined with how good it feels to lick her, this is mind-numbing. And it overloads your senses with simple, pure connection. No awareness exists except the imminent physical truth that the two of you are rutting in primal, pure, euphoric pleasure. It's so easy to keep falling down ways to pleasure her, gaining momentum as you go. She touches. You lick, suck, you grab her ass, massage the base of her tail. You remember that she loves that, though not quite from where you remember it. The two of you make the bench rock, but it is well anchored. You know from the times you've done this before. Though when that was is still beyond your mental reach. Your head is full of her. Her scent, the cloud of her spice, the softness of strong scales, the way she just rides you with abandon and trust. She is on top of you and riding you for her pleasure. You just stick your tongue out and marvel as she does all the work of brushing her pliable, beautiful slit across your flicking tongue. When she finds your mouth with her clit, she begins rubbing it over your lips until you capture it, and she finally is brought to her fall by further vacuum suction from you, and she does fall. She falls draped across your body, grabbing you in a tight hug as she writhes in place. The dragon, Andi, of course, you remember now. She presses her pussy onto your face and just rides it out. Her convulsions make her inner thighs and your cheeks painted with wet desire, and her back is arching to press her into you. Her toes are curled too. You can feel her thighs squeeze around your head. She's still touching you, but you're too spent on the pleasure from her. Your orgasm will last all night, you know it. Your pleasure will last as long as her scent fills your head and her presence fills your world. Euphoria overtakes, and your eyes just roll back. A thin stream of drool escapes the suction seal of your lips on her clit, running down your cheek, forcing pleasure long past the point of oversensitivity. You groan, and your body goes limp. Only the occasional pleasure shiver betrays that she is still touching you. When she eventually has had her fun and stops, you sigh with relief. Too much, much too much, but so good. But you would do it again for her in an instant. Having gotten off on your face, she finally gets off of your face and grips you by the jacket. She proceeds toward the nearest house, lifting you up in her arms as she passes the bench. She has strength far outstripping her size, another thing that filters back into your hazy memory. How long were you in trance? How long were you dazed? How deep must the conditioning have been to make you come to this bench and get off? Wasn't that an uncontrolled circumstance? But your partner explains it all, carrying you. She gestures at the fence you walked past entering the park, with its privacy hedge, and the way it clanged shut behind you. That was that creak you heard on the way in. She was already at home, waiting for you. She left before you. As hot as it was, there has been no risk of exposure. You wouldn't risk someone seeing what you were up to. You were safe. You were calm. Everything is okay. Memory gradually returns as if returning from a dream. After all, people at the party did say you seemed a bit out of it, like you'd had too much to drink or were a little high. The two of you agreed to meet up separate, wearing the same jacket. She would leave first, while you made small talk. All the while, her words played in your brain. Now and then, you surreptitiously slipped an earbud from your phone in your pocket into your ear and heard the litany of her whispering. Breathe deep, sink deep, slide down, reach down, touch, breathe, wait. Wait and you will be rewarded. You love your rewards. And you remember waiting again and again, waiting for this moment. You did what you were supposed to do. And when you bring your dripping fingers up to once again show the sign of your act of devotion, the way you covered them in your juices before she came from her hiding place, she licks them with her long forked tongue. And your arousal builds all over again as you bury your face in her collarbone and breathe that scent in so very deep.